sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Mhlaka 9 kuMtolikazi 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Silokudana kakhulu ngokuthi inani labantu abafayo liyaqansa, kodwa lokho sisehluleka ukuthi sihlabe ijekiseni. Ekuqaleni ibingatholakali, kodwa kathesi sikhona sesixotshwa ngoba kuyakhethwa abantu okumele bahlabe.
I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedu weZimbabwe osekusethusa abaningi, ikakhulu abakumsebenzi wezempilakahle.
So in my letter I said they should investigate or use their power to direct the Commissioner General to conduct investigation.
Unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa, igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu, selilobe incwadi yesicelo sokuthi leZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission becubungule udaba lukasomabhizimusi umnumzana Kutakwashe Thakwire. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka koBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kulomsakazo. I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedu weZimbabwe osokusethusa abaningi, ikakhulu abasebenza kwezempilakahle. Kunje leli gciwane libulele abangamachumi amahlanu lasithupha 56 ngokutshona kwelanga layizolo kuphela, kwathi abantu abazenkulungwane ezedlula ezimbili 2156 batholakale belalo, kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isabelo seMathebeleni North iso esihamba phambili ngenani lasebebanjwe i-COVID-19 sithole amajekiseni azinkulungwane ezingamachumi lanhlanu. Amajekiseni la asiwe endaweni lapho umkhuhlane obhahe khona kakhulu, ezigoqela iLupane, iBinga, iWange kanye leNkayi. Okhangele ezempilakahle Mathebeleni North uDokotela Munengayi Phadingani uthi ijekiseni ibisidingakala ngoba umumo uqhubeka usiba mubi.
Phakathi kwamajekiseni ayizigidi ezinhlanu, uhulumende khona ezakwabela ezinye izigaba ngoba ijekiseni isidingwa ngamandla.
The demand is high.
Unkosikazi Sazini Sivindi sakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ukuqansa kwenani labantu ababulawa yi-COVID-19 selisethusa.
Silokudana kakhulu ngokuthi inani labantu abafayo liyaqansa, kodwa lokho sisehluleka ukuthi sihlabe ijekiseni. Ekuqaleni ibingatholakali, kodwa kathesi sikhona sesixotshwa ngoba kuyakhethwa abantu okumele bahlabe. Lokho kumele kulungisiswe kusasemasinyane.
Unkosikazi Wayne Xaba esinye njalo esakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uyakusekela lokhu.
Inamba yabantu ababulawa umkhuhlane we-COVID isisesabisa kakhulu ngoba ukuthi ngelanga elilodwa ube kulabantu abayi-56 asebebule umkhuhlane lo kunzima.
Unkosikazi Sithandekile Ndlovu ongumongi ukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bazivikele bona labemuli ngokugqoka amamaski lokunye.
Abantu kabagqoke amamaski bangawalengisi, bawagqoke bavale amakhala lomlomo okuqondileyo ngaso sonke isikhathi nxa bephakathi kwabantu kumbe phakathi kwezimoto ezibathwalayo. Abantu bangasondelelani lokungayi nje kweminye imihlangano ngoba kulapho kuba labantu khona abaningi. Wonke umuntu kazijwayeze ukuthwala isanitizer ihlale eduzane laye lokugeza izandla ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Kusiya phela usuku lwayizolo, uhulumende ubike ukuba kubhubhe abantu abangamachumi amahlanu lasithupha i-56 idolobho leHalale belikhokhela ngabantu abangamachumi amathathu lanye i-31 kulandela iMashonaland West ngabantu abayisithupha, kulandele iMidlands ngabantu abahlanu, kulandele iMashonaland Central ngabantu abane, kuze iMathebeleland ngabantu abathathu, kulandele iManicaland, Mashonaland East leMathebeleland North ezilabantu ababili, zonke kugcinele ngeBulawayo elomuntu oyedwa obhubhileyo. Kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye inani labantu asebebulewe yi-COVID COVID selikunkulungwane ezimbili lamachumi amabili lesichiyagalo lunye i-2029. Ugatsha lwezempilakahle lulobe ebulenjini ukuba umphathi ntambo wezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube uthe ilizwe belilezigidi ezilikhulu zamadola emelika i-100 million eyokuthenga amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Khathesi sokusebenze izigidi ezingamachumi amane i-40 million sokusele izigidi ezingamachumi ayisithupha i-60 million njalo nxa kule ndingeko iza kwengezelelwa leyo mali. Ngimele Studio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Igqwetha elilodumo kwezokulwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa uselobele incwadi yesicelo kwabekhomishini elawula indaba zenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission izak efuna kwenziwe uphenyo lokudingisisa kwamabhizimusi kamnumzana Kutakwashe Takwiray. Lokhu ukwenza ngemva kokuvezwe ngabezindaba abe-The Sentry ngamankampani kaTakwiray. Omevis Kamausethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abe-The Sentry baqhube uphenyo olubanzi lokudingisisa indlela amankampani kasomabhizimusi olodumo uTakwiray asebenza ngayo kwavela ukuba asebenza ngokungekho emthethweni. Unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa osebenza labenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ulandisa kabanzi ngalesi sicelo sakhe.
So in my letter I said they should investigate or use their power.
Ngithi mina mabenze uphenyo kumbe basebenzise amandla abalawo ukutshela usikomitsho amapholisa ukuba enze lwenziwe lolo phenyo. Liyazi ukuba banjani laba bantu? Bahlezi besithi akekho oke waluletha lolu daba. Yiso lesi sizathu esingenze ngababhalela abezak.
Isikhulumeli sezak uCommissioner John Makamure uthi bazokhangelisisa lesi sicelo.
If she has returned to the commission as a citizen, yes, commission.
Abe commission bazoyikhangela leyo ncwadi bayihluzisise bese besitsho ukuba manyathelo bani azothathwa kulandelwa okumunyethwe ngu-section 255 wesisekelo sombuso.
In accordance with section 255 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Omunye wabaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni upha umbono wakhe ngalolu daba.
Kuyamangalisa sibili ukuthi bona sebemelela ukuthi uze isimeli samalungelo kakaZulu size silethe indaba phambili kwaye kodwa nabona bekwazi ukuthi kune report yaphumayo bengazange bayenza ama investigations njalo bengazami ngababopha umuntu kumbe bayenza umsebenzi wabo bona njenge anti-corruption committee eyo ekumele ube umsebenzi wayo. Kuyamangalisa njalo kuyadanisa.
Ubekwa icala uTakwiray lokuba lamankampani asebenza ngendlela engekho emthethweni elenkohlakalo phakathi njalo esiyafihla izimali zakhe kwamanye amazwe kuma offshore accounts akhe okuyimali yelizwe. Embikweni owethulwe ngabe The Sentry kuvele ukuba umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kanye losiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe umnumzana John Mangujika bayakwazi okwenziwa nguTakwiray. UMangujika uthe ebuzwa ngabe Studio 7 uthe akalalwazi ngokwenziwa nguTakwiray. UMnangagwa akakethuli umbono wakhe ngalolu daba njalo imizamo yalomsakazo yokukhuluma loTakwiray lokhu sehlula. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Komanda webutho umnumzana Etsai Chimonyo usephiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe i-National Hero. Lokho kwaziswe ngumangameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla ngesikhathi esethekelela umdeni kamnumzana Chimonyo ubeyawukhalela ngokubika komsakazo we-ZBC. Umnumzana Chimonyo ubhubhe izolo ngemva kokukhulelwa ngumkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Lanxa abanye bephatheke kubi ngokudlula kwakhe abanye bathe abalandaba laye ngoba engomunye wabaphatheka kugugurawonke. Mawundi. Lapho ibutho elibikwa labulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili emathebeleleni leMidlands. Inhlanganiso yeBhethu likaZulu ithi kulusizi ukuthi abantu abaphatheka kulumbhoqazwe bafa bechiya udaba lolo lungalungisiswanga. Owaye umkhokheli weviyo leZipra umnumzana Abraham Ngiwane obhobhe ngolwesibili laye uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe izolo. Akukaziwa ukuthi ababili laba bazabekwa nini ukuhlaziya lolu daba. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxele isiphathamandla seBhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo waqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uthini ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ngiwane.
Kulusizi ukubana ubaba uNkiwane usedlulile emhlabeni kuyadanisa, kodwa kudanisa ukudlula yonke leyo nto yokubana ubaba uNkiwane lapho abhubhele khona nokubana ubaba uNkiwane abaningi abatsha bazwa ngaye esebhubhile, ikanti yibo ama-pioneers e-strike. Abantu abangenzanga lutho umvuka ngikhona yibo abadikeye ubaba uNkiwane ngenxa yokuthi esindebeleni kuthiwa inyoni ezihlakaniphileyo ziyakha izidleke zazo ngeziboya zezinye. Usebenzile ubaba uNkiwane usekhulunywa ngaye sedlule emhlabeni. Abantu abangenzanga lutho bayakholisa bafela ezibhedlela zangaphandle kwelizwe bedinga ukwelatshwa beselatshiswa nguhulumende endaweni ezidulayo, kodwa abalweli benkululeko abaqotho bafela khona lapha e-UBH. Kuyadanisa.
Obe ngukomanda webutho oyetheswa icala lokuphatheka kugugurawundi umnumzana Ezayi Chimonyo laye sibone edlula emhlabeni izolo, lingathini ngokutshona kwakhe?
Okachimonyo udlulile emhlabeni kulusizi ukuthi udlule esesibhedlela engalasimbi ezinyaweni zezandleni. Ngicala lenzayo ube ngumntotwa ngabe ufe elindwe ngogadi jeke. Ukufa kubongelwa, njalo ukufa ayisikho okuthonisisayo izigayi ngoba wonke umuntu uzakufa. Kodwa eqinisweni alubana abantu silamandla, alubana uThimonyo labanye bakhe abaqeda abantu kwakufuze bebavikele. Ngoba ungakhangela ube libutho lelizwe wabulala abantu egqoke uniform yelizwe esebenzisa i-taxpayers money. So ngokunjalo bekufuze ukuthi ebe ngumuntu osejele for breaking the oath yakhe yokuthi uza protect ilizwe, yokufuze evalelwe ebotshwe. Ebotshwe sibili ebe ku-declass khona lezi gebenga.
Lowo umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-iBhethu likaZulu obekhuluma ecingweni loNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7. Life Talk namuhla kuhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lasebebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyanwa belegcikwane leli. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Joseph Biden ukhangelele ukuthi uzakhuluma ngokususwa kwebutho leMelika kwele Afghanistan lapho kade zidlale khona okwesikhathi eside, ngesikhathi kukhanya ngani iTaliban iyayilwisana labantu bakwele Afghanistan isibambe inkamba eziningi lapho kade kudlala khona amasosha akweleMelika. UBiden kukhanya ngazani wayevele efisa ukuthi amabutho asuswe kwele Afghanistan njengalokho kwakufiswa ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump. Ukhanya ngazani ke ibutho elingaphansi kwe-NATO lizasuka kwele Afghanistan ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Abalolongwa libutho le-America lamanye amazwe ukhanya ngazane bayahluleka ukugcina inkamba ezazihlala khona ibutho leMelika. Okhokhela amapholisa kwele Haiti ubika ukuba sokubulewe abantu abane abacatshangelwa ukuthi babulele umongameli Jovenel Moise kwele Haiti. Umongameli Moise ungenelwe ngabantu emzini wakhe, bamdubula bahamba abantu labo banyamalala. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani ke uhulumende uthi babanjwe abantu laba belokhu bese Haiti abacatshangelwa ukuthi abanye babo bavela kwamanye amazwe. Amapholisa alile ukuvezela umsakazi we-Voice of America okuningi ngodaba lolu.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court wakwele South Africa usulahle isicelo sokuba engavalelwa entolongweni umnumzana Jacob Zuma owake waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi sokuqhamuke udlakela esigabeni seKwaZulu Natal okulabanye abathi akumelanga umnumzana Zuma avalelwe. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Inkampani yezindaba e-Reuters ithi umthethwandaba kawuvezanga izizathu zokulahlwa kwesicelo sikaZuma. Wahamba emapholiseni ngolwesithathu wavalelwa e-Escort Correctional Services Center. UZuma wala ukuyamiswa kukhomishini ehlolisisa ubukhohlakali abetheswayo. Inkantolo ye-Constitutional Court yamgweba ukuba avalelwe entilongweni okwenyanga ezilithumi lanhlanu. Umnumzana Majobana Ncube, igqweta elilwela ilungelo loluntu, uthi akumangalisi okwethulwe yinkantolo ye-High Court.
Nxa sikhayela umthetho, isinqumo lesi yiso esiqondileyo ngoba vele i-High Court yayingelawo amandla yokuthi imise isinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Osokuseleke ukuthi uzumamelele ilanga le-Constitutional Court ukuthi yavuma yini ukuthi ibuye isitshintshe isinqumo sayo sokuthi waphambanisa lokuthi wayefuza ukuthi agwetshwe ukuthi aye ejele.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Philip Gawule okubanda leZANU-PF.
Kuqondile kakhulu ukuthi abantu abanjengabozuma babe yisibonelo esihle. Nxa ufuna ukulungisa izinto, mbonakala iSouth Africa is setting a very good example, esibonelo esihle kithi sonke ukuthi akula muntu ongaphezu komthetho.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Juma okubandla leZANU-PF uyakusola ukubotshwa kukaZuma.
Uthelela usizi kakhulu ukubana indoda eyalisa ubukliwi wabelungu waba ngomunye wabakhulula elizwe leSouth Africa ukubana kube lozibuse. Namhlanje nguye osejikele ejele, kungaqondakali ukubana ujikela ngasizathu bani njalo kuvelaphi kusiyaphi.
Kuyaxokozela KwaZulu Natal okulabalandeli bakaZuma abaningi abatshengisela emgoqweni besola ukubotshwa kwakhe. Bathi bazatshengisela uZuma aze akhululwe entilongweni. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguGibbs Dube.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040 laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
Okwamanje lisizwe udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Umongameli Joe Biden weMelika labakhokheli bomanyano wamazwe akhuthaza umbuso okhululekileyo azakala ngokuthi G7 bathi bazimisele ukuqeda ukusetshenziswa kwabantu ngokungekho emthethweni, inkohlakalo kanye lokwethusela ukubhadalisa abanye ukuthi bahlenge abathunjiweyo. EleMelika le-G7 lithi likhathazekile njalo ngokubanjwa kwabantu ngamandla ukuthi besebenze. Lokhu kusenziwa nguhulumende okugoqela abohlobo lwama-Aegers leminye imihlobo labokholo lwabalutshwana e-Xinjiang e-China. abaphatheke kulokho ngababungatsha izivalisa ezokulima ezamandla omlilo ovela elangeni labathunga impahla. Abakhokheli laba bavumelene ngokubaluleka kokulondoloza ilungelo loluntu kanye lokwenqabela ukuthi abantu bebanjwe ngamandla okusebenza. Amazwe akumanyano we-G7 athi azimisele njalo ukulungisa uhlupho lokwethuselwa kwabantu ngokuthi bazathunjwa ngamaqembu enza lokho ngendlela yokuthi behlengwe ngemva kwenhlawulo. Kulokungenela okukhulu ngokungekho emthethweni kwabantu ebulenjini okuthinta kakhulu amazwe akumanyana we-G7 lamanye kungatsha ezivalisa izakhiwo ezokuhiqiza impahla lezibhedlela. Amacala ebulenjini la aphinda aphazamise imali yebulenjini ababolekana imali njalo aqondiswe ebantwini abasemhlabeni jikelele. Uhulumende lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kufanele basebenze bonke ukwenza kube lukhuni ukwenelisa ukudala amacala ebulenjini. Konke okwenzakala ebulenjini kufanele kuhlolwe njalo kudingisiswe. Abatholakala belamacala bathoniswe kuqiniswe inhlelo zokwenqabela lokhu. Umanyano we-G7 uphinde wavumelana ukuqeda inkohlakalo. Umongameli Joe Biden usanda ukuthi lokhu yinsika kunhlelo zeMelika njalo wethula ugwalo lwe-National Security Study Memorandum on the Fight Against Corruption olule njongo yokuqinisa lo msebenzi. Inkohlakalo idala ukungethembani, yenza uhulumende engasebenzi kuhle, ichitha impahla zelizwe, iqeda injongo yembuso ekhululekileyo, ibhidliza imnotho yelizwe, kukanti ayilungelanga abantu. Elemelika lindawonye lamazwe e-G7 lizalwisana lokungasetshenziswa kuhle kwamankampani, inkohlakalo kwezokuthenga wakwezindlu lekwabeni ulwazi njalo lenze lokhu kube ludaba olumqoka. Elemelika liyamukela ukuzimisela komanyano we-G7 ukuthi usebenze lawo ukuqeda inkohlakalo. Njengokutsho kukamongameli Joe Biden, elemelika selibuyele emsebenzini wokukhokhela umhlaba lilamazwe yasekela umbono walo. Lolo bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 to Pogine. Was a Friday, my sweetie. Was a Friday, in a malinkomile, when I. We baba, gonze magnum saba. We baba, 7 to Pogine.
Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uSithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka kobulawayo. USithandwa kulezi nsuku ucula eseNew York kwelemelika. Asizweni exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda.
Hello sixoxa labaculi beZimbabwe abacula imiculo etsheneyo kumagumba amanomhlaba. Namhlanje siphethe umculo wengoma zokholo silo Sithandwa elingathanda ukubamazi imvelaphi yakhe.
Nazalelwa kobulawayo ngikhulele eNketha 8. Ngafunda eAmavane Primary School eNkulumane, ngazofunda eMontrose Girls High, plus last journalism and media studies. Ngangicula ebandleni as a praise and worship leader at Glad Tidings Fellowship kobulawayo lase Word of Life International Ministries. Langapha eMelika ngiyacula as a praise and worship leader.
Sithandwa uqhubeka ekuthasisa isisusa sokungena kwakhe kwezomculo lokuthi kungani egxile kumdumo wezokholo.
Mina-ke ngaqala ukucula ngile minyaka eyisithupha ngicula ku-Sunday School. Njalo babethanda ukuthi nje ngimncane nginjalo babethanda ukuthi ngicule ngilide izingoma zonke nje ezabe zilidwa omakhelwane labazalwane engakhula labo babekholisa ukungizwa ngihlabelela umculo wesontweni nje babuthanda ukuthi ngiphinde izingoma.
Sayo kakhulu ukuthi yagcindezele umculo wakhe osithandwa uthi ngumza wakhe uPreacher Dlamini lomfo wabo Joshua Spanda ababonga kakhulu ngokumfaka kwezomculo.
Ngo-2011 to 2012 ngajoyina ke iqembu elithiwa Zen Praise elibased eHarare. Ngacula ingoma ethi uthando lukababa ukusungano live DVD yami. Le album engayirelease last year okuthiwa ebizwa ithiwe Seated on the Throne ngayiproducelwa ngubhenga umnumzana weSouth Africa uBheka Mthethwa lo Erastus Leya owakobulawayo.
Kwelemelika usithandwa wecula enkonzweni lemdlalweni nxa abantu bemcelile. Tia ilizwi kubalaleli Mancube.
Likhuthazeke lihlale okholweni noma kungathini, uThixo uhlezi esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi njalo uyasinakakela nje. Umculo wami uyatholakala in all digital stores, kuFacebook page lami elithi Sithandwa Ncube Music, kuInstagram at Sithandwa Ncube. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, inkosi ilibusise lonke.
Sibusisekile ngomculo olohlonzi ocula nguSithandwa Ncube Tigere obekunguye esilaye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe lempela sonto ebusisekileyo, sithandaneni sonke ngomculo kaSithandwa. Igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bani.
Sithandwa Ncube Tigere odabuka kobulawayo osecula esemelika. Singakehlukanike sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. I-COVID-19 ilokhu isidla ubhedu elizweni osekusethusa abaningi kakhulu abakumsebenzi wezempilakahle. Unkosikazi Beatrice Mthethwa igqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uselobe incwadi yesicelo sokuthi abe commission eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission becubungule udaba lukasomabhizimusi umnumzana kuthi akwashetha kwiRay. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Musithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.